Good morning, beloved saints, and good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We put you first because you know everything about us. You know everything about this world. You know everything about everything. And then you know the right path for us. So we just commit the day to you again. We commit the word to you. Your will be done. Thank you, Lord, that we can acknowledge you in every way, and then you direct our path in the way that you have got for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Morning, my beloveds. It's Psalm 86, and it's verses 1 to 3, and I'm reading from the TPT. Lord, bend down to listen to my prayer. I am in deep trouble. I'm broken and humbled and desperately need your help. And this is the way we always need to be, to know that without the Lord, we can just get deceived. So we always need the Lord to help us. And when we break up this life that we have got and what we're heading into, and to make it chewable pieces, you take it day by day. So every day we understand we need the Lord's help. We need him, his help in what we think, what we're going to say, and what we're going to do. So we put him first. And as it goes on further, it says, guard my life, for I am your faithful friend and your loyal servant for life. So you see, there's a dedication and a discipline needed to just stay with the Lord, to partake of the goodness that he's got in store, knowing he's the only all good God and with all good knowledge and understanding. So and he's got all the knowledge and understanding we need. So that's why we turn to him. As he goes on in further, he says, I turn to you in faith, my God, my hero. Come rescue me. Lord God, hear my constant cry for help. So I just think of that word, acknowledge me in all your ways. So it's like constantly crying, constantly wanting God's leading. Amen. And then he goes on, he says, show me your favor and bring me to your fountain of grace. Hallelujah. And we can see there, when we look into the Lord, that's when the Lord comes through and he shows us his favor. The super almighty God cares about us, and he's got favor for us, like a father has favor for his children to think right, walk right, and be everything they need to be. The Father, the King of Kings, has got the right favor for us. And then what do we drink of? What do we partake of? The fountain of his grace. The divine influence on his heart becomes the divine influence in our heart. So that's what it is, brothers and sisters. It's a walk with the almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful. It's so big. It's so beautiful. And that's what we got to be aware of at all times. Last night, my daughter came and sat with me, and she's sharing me some things of the crazes that are going on, where they go buy something and it's theirs, and they can say, well, that's theirs, but it's just about got no value, but it's costing like millions of dollars. Yach, and I looked at all this, and she's asking me about this and asking me about that, and it's just total confusion to me, you know. And you know, and I just sat and I listened, and then I just after she shared all this, I just went quiet with the Lord. And then I just saw, you know, there is so many voices, and it's demonic voices calling people into thinking about this and thinking about that. And then you see, when you think about it, then you also can start partaking of it when you let yourself into that thinking. And then you can get caught up in the horrible snares of Satan that are out there, running after money, running after to quench your desires in this or that. And that's where it's just, that's why this morning again, this word, Pastor Andres's word this morning first, and that, you know, when you come to this Almighty, you don't need all the other crap that is being thrown around. You sit with his treasures, you listen to him, you walk with him, because it's the same devil that was by Eve, and that is around trying to get our attention elsewhere so that our thoughts can be in the wrong things, and then we can start getting caught up in all that, which does just hurts us and hurts our family and hurts others. So yes, there is a lot of things out there. You need to test it, but you've got to test it by just coming back to the Almighty God and say, okay, Lord, there's a lot going on out there, but you made me. You've got the best intentions for me. You've got the best intentions for my family, for the world. Help me see what you see in Jesus' name. Amen.